Oh, hey there, neighbor. On your way to slip into something frightful and curse the city on this dark night of spookiness? Are you serious? Have you converted to a hermit lifestyle lately without me knowing? If you find a good cave to live in, let me know, because I could definitely use some time away from the traffic. So, you really are serious? You didn't remember it was Halloween? Whatever will the children say when they knock on your door? Actually, I wouldn't worry about it. I've been inside for like 3 hours and no one has knocked. And that sounded awfully pathetic. Yes, I am dressed as a classy but sexy witch, thank you for noticing. And I'm as lonely as my bowls of candy. Well, I had a party to attend at my own place. It's just, I don't know if you can relate to it, but you know how people are underage are starting to walk different paths in life? Yeah, and then they end up forming families or moving to different parts of the country or just... Anyway, what I'd planned for tonight was to bring all those old friends together, to relive the old times, to be the way we were when we used to celebrate Halloween together. Like, nothing else had importance in the world. I bought decorations. I fixed those colored lights. I plan to make cocktails, I got all that candy, and I dressed up just like this, just for the occasion. Thank you, I do feel sexy in it, and oh, classy. Maybe even in a dangerous way. And then life happened. One of them couldn't find a babysitter. The other had to stay at home with kids who'd gotten sick. The third had forgotten other plans he'd already made with his family. And here I am, alone on the one night I thought would be the greatest gathering of all. How it feels? It feels pathetic and ironic. I'm trying to laugh at this. I'm trying to have a sense of humor about it. Well, I read in some article that people who can see the comical side of tragedy tend to live longer. I took that article as a personal insult, just to be clear. It is liberating, though, to laugh at all of it, because it feels like at least I can't feel lonelier than I do now, right? Thank you. I know we haven't talked a lot, and you don't know me that well, but it still means a lot. So, what about you? What made you forget Halloween? Because you're not against it, right? Oh, that's good to hear. Is it for some kind of religious reason or something like that? No? You just forgot? Even with the whole city littered with pumpkins and bats and skeletons? I always had the feeling you were working hard, but damn. Just out of curiosity, when was the last time you saw your friends? Oh, come on. You can't possibly have a worse story to tell than what I just did. Try me. You're seriously worried that I'll judge you. That makes me kind of sad. No, I didn't mean it like that. Look. Okay, look. I just told you that I feel pathetic, okay? If that's how you feel, maybe we can be pathetic together. You and me? You know. Life happens. And loneliness happens. I used to be at the center of social events all the time. Now look at me. But you know what? I'm not ashamed of this. Not anymore. So, can you promise me one thing? No, nothing like that. It's a lot easier. Yes, I would like you to turn into a mischievous kid and knock on my door so I can lure you inside my house with candy and then cook you for dinner. No, but promise me to not just close the door to your apartment and feel like crap the whole evening, okay? You're worth more than that. And if you can't change your mood alone, my door is open for you, okay? We can be alone together if you need someone to just be with. And it's not pathetic. It's human. And keep flirting with me, okay? I'm having a vulnerable moment over here. Okay. Maybe I'll see you in a bit then. Let me give you a hug. Bye for now. Wow, look at you. That's a brilliant Joker outfit. Did you just have that stuff lying around? What about the makeup? I am impressed. Too bad I didn't dress up like Harley Quinn instead. I've heard she's extremely popular on certain subreddits. Oh no, nothing. Just thinking out loud. So, do you want to try some of the candy? Or do you want me to invite you to a personal pity party for the two of us? It's okay. We'll make it the good kind of pity party. What is the good kind? I guess we'll just have to find out. Get in here. Let's feel sorry for each other. Make yourself at home. All right, come here. Let me take your coat. Let's see. I've got skeletons, spiders, bats, pumpkins, monster masks, and, oh, one of those handmade awesome Day of the Dead skulls from Mexico. Yeah, they're so beautiful, right? It's by the window over my living room. Let's just get over here and I'll pick it up for you. Ah! Fucking pigeons. I swear to God, they never let me have a single night of peace to myself. Well, that was embarrassing. So, do you want some of the candy or some? God, I know that look. Yeah. Kiss me, okay? This is a good idea. Certainly better than pitying each other. Yeah, take off my hat and play with my hair just like that. I want to stick my tongue as far as I can into your mouth while you grab my ass. Fuck, yes. God, this is turning me on. Look, it's been a while and I just need to tell you that I don't know where this is going, but right now I don't fucking care. Are you okay with that? Good to know. Also, I'm kind of a switch. No, I don't do much of the roughest stuff, but I like to play around with having power, losing it, regaining it, things like that. How do you feel about that? Not that experienced? That's okay. We'll figure it out. Do you want me to start? Okay. I'll kiss you really aggressively, and you're going to do as I say, okay? If I go too far, I need you to tell me and I'll stop. Come here. Yeah. Let me bite your lip. Fuck, I love that. Take your shirt off. Now make your way down to my neck. Oh, fuck. I wanna push your face into me. I feel sexy. Let me take this blouse off while you grab my ass again. Make your way down to my nipples and start working on them. I love guiding your head like that while I mess your hair up. Get down on your fucking knees. Good boy. No. Not yet. Keep your hands on my ass. And worship my pussy like this first. Yeah. Kiss the buttons on my shirt. Excuse me. What's that? No. We need to correct that. What would be an appropriate way for you to address me? That's better. I am your mistress. That's a good boy. Now keep worshipping my body while you take off my skirt slowly. Oh, fuck. This is hot. Kiss my pussy through my panties. Oh, yeah, prove that you're worthy of it. Oh, yeah, lick my panties. Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna take them off now, and you'd better fucking put that mouth to work. Do you understand? Good boy. Fucking bury your face in this pussy. Yeah, get your fucking face in there and lick me. Are you okay with all this? Yeah, I'm more than okay. Fuck yeah. I've always wanted to ruin a pretty boy's makeup. Oh, let me soak your face with my juices. Yeah. Get in there as much as you can. Put that pretty little face to use. Fuck. I'm gonna close my legs around your head and then push your face down and grind into it. Oh yeah, keep your fucking tongue out for me. Whose tongue is it? Such a good boy. Such an obedient boy, letting me ruin his innocent face with my cunt. Tell me if you need to breathe, okay? Because I want to use your face like my personal sex toy until you fucking gasp for air. Oh, God, I love how raspy your cheeks are against my thighs. I just wanna fucking crush you with them. I don't even care if they get all red and itchy tomorrow. Oh, it's gonna be a good reminder of what you let me do to your little face. Fuck. Fuck. Holy shit. Stay the fucking place like that. So sweet. I really put you in your place, didn't I? Oh god, that felt so good. So, okay. I hope this doesn't feel too weird for me to ask you, but I'd like you to take revenge on me. Make me know my place. Can you do that? Oh, yeah. Grab my hair like that. Fuck. That's right. Force me down my knees. Make me take it. Yes, sir. I'll stop telling you what to do. Yes. I'm sorry, sir. I won't talk back to you anymore. You want me to beg? Yes, sir, I can beg as much as you want. Please, sir. Please unzip your pants. Please. Please, sir, I need your cock in my mouth. I'll do anything for it, sir. I'll degrade myself and I'll be so obedient for you, I swear. Yes, sir, I'll be your slave. Just please, please put it in my mouth, sir. Oh, thank God, sir. Wait for it. Please, I wasn't ready to. Oh, no, I didn't actually mean for you to stop. It was part of the submissive act. Yeah, I forgot to tell you about that. Okay, if I say yellow or tap your thigh twice, that means I want you to go softer. And if I say red or tap your thigh three times, that means I need you to stop completely. Got it? No, you didn't hurt me at all. I could read the whole time. No problem. I just really like being sloppy and submissive and helpless, down on my knees. I'll let you know if you force it down too far. I trust you. So, do you want to put me in my place again? Grab my head. I'm so sorry for stepping out of line, sir. I'm slutty for you. I'll obey you, sir. No, sir, I won't let any of my spit go to waste. I promise. I'll slobber all over your dick. I'll let it all run down to the floor. And onto my body. I'll stick my tongue out for you and look up at you while you use my face. Yeah, rub your cock all over me. That's right. Get back at me for ruining your makeup. Sir, please, can I suck your balls too while you smear my face with your cock? Thank you so much, sir. I didn't mean to neglect them, but I need your cock back in my mouth, sir. If it's not too much to ask, please. Oh, yeah, force it down deeper. Punish me. Be so, so slutty and sloppy for you. No, really, I know it looks rough, but I'm okay. I promise. Come on, face fuck me, sir. Make me take it. I love it, sir. Please use me. Are you getting closer to blowing your load? And where do you want to come, sir? I'll let you come anywhere you want. Yes, of course, sir. My mouth is yours to use. Are you getting closer? I'll hold my head down and you blow your load, okay? I can take it, sir. Oh, fuck, I need to feel you twitch in my mouth. Yeah. Push me down and just... fuck. How did that feel to you, baby? I could tell that you liked dominating me. Did you like being dominated too? You were so beautiful like that, giving up control, submitting to me. Fuck. Ruining your makeup felt so sexy. No, you weren't too rough with me at all. I love being forced down on my knees. Yeah, you liked when I said I was your slave? Yeah, that was hot. I know you need to rest up a bit, but I just have to warn you that when I come once, it always makes me crave more, and I just can't stop thinking about how amazing your cock would feel stretching out my little pussy while you lick my clit. So, why don't we shower together and wash the makeup off each other? And then I'll put on some cheesy horror movie, and we can just slowly start caring less and less about the plot and more about you pulling my hair while pounding into my pussy from behind until I drown out the sounds from the TV with my moans. Would you want to do that? Yeah. That sounds like my kind of Halloween.